I had intended to do a PowerPoint, and I didn't know if I could, so I printed them out. But that's okay. This interactive thing will, if you cannot see them, I will tell you what's on the paper. So, I had first thought what I would do was to get the audience to clap, you know, when they saw something that they agreed with, but then I was afraid that you wouldn't clap at all. So, we're going to have a little quiz here, and you can write down A or B, or just remember A or B. So, let's see if I can get this to work. Can you see that?
Yes.
Right or wrong choices. What is the decision? So, I'm going to use my iPad as a weight because it's not working right now. So, from the next few slides, I would like for you to pick one that you like the best. So, like I said before, you can either write it on a piece of paper or you can just remember it, A or B. That's pretty simple, A or B. All right. So, which one do you prefer more, A, orange, or B, apple? A, orange, B, apple. We're going to kind of zoom through these pretty quick. Do you like dogs better or cats better? A, dog, B, cat. The all-important Coke versus Pepsi. Do you like Coca-Cola, A, or B, Pepsi? All right. All right. Now we're getting personal. A, Cowboys, or B, Green Bay? Which season do you prefer? A, the fall, or B, the spring? Which state do you like? A, Texas, or B, anywhere else? Ain't Texas is what that says in case you can't read it from where you're at. Ain't Texas. So we will come back later to those and we will move on. So with the raise of hands, how many of you picked A? And you really don't have to raise your hand, but just think to yourself, how many of you picked A? How many of you picked B? How many decided to fabricate a C in your minds because you didn't want either choice of A or B? Now that we have a frame of reference, I want to go to the book of Amos, to a very well-known scripture that I think has brought a lot of confusion throughout the years. And we're going to go to Amos 3:3. Who walks together? What have they agreed to? Where are they going? Let's humbly and prayerfully consider the full context to understand the verse of Amos 3:3. I'm going to read it to you, first of all, as you're thinking about it, from several translations. But the title of this message is The Way. The title is The Way. So, from the King James Version. Can two walk together except they be agreed? From the New International Version. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? The New Living Translation. Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? The English Standard Version. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to meet? The New American Standard Version, do two men walk together unless they have made an appointment? And what I usually use, New King James Version, can two walk together unless they are agreed? So what I'm trying to show here is that there seems to be a definite point of needing to agree as a goal in the verse. Now let me tell you why I want to talk about this verse. Throughout my time in the Church of God, I've heard it used as one of the main reasons that people have stopped attending with one another and either went to another group or stop attending any COG altogether. Is this what God intended? Did the Bible say through Amos that we all had to be in 100% agreement with each other to walk together? Each and every one of you has a different background than the person next to you. Everyone. Even if you're from the same town, the same family, same region, each and every one of you is different than everyone else. God has shown us through his creation that he likes diversity. You can look at the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and humans. We all come in all shapes, colors, and sizes. And this is a good thing. Still, each kind has a set of rules that are followed. Constants, so to speak. If we choose not to follow, we will have drastic consequences. One example, a constant, is gravity. We can choose not to obey gravity, but the consequences might prove fatal. With mankind, we all have those rules of nature, but we also have a guidebook with God's laws and statutes that God expects us to follow if we want to remain with him and to be in his family. So, if you wouldn't mind, turn with me to Acts, and we'll go to chapter 24. Acts 24, verse 14. But this I confess to you, that according to the way, which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. The word sect, hario, or G138, is pronounced I tried to spell it out how it's been, didn't translate really good. Hierao is translated in some places as heresy, but in this case, the word should have been translated as choice. We know the law of the prophets and what they taught, the Ten Commandments, as well as the holy days and the statutes. But we in the Church of God chose to follow the way as instructed in the Bible. So, what we've covered so far is we are the followers of the way that is instructed in the Bible. We have all come together in fellowship from many different walks of life. We could not understand the way without God's calling and intervention as spoken in John 6:44 and verse 45. Y'all can read that later. So, does Amos 3:3 mean that you have to agree on everything in order to have fellowship? At first glance, it may seem like some translations might be requiring that kind of uniformity. But if that's what it means, then they would require absolute uniformity in everything. And humanly speaking, that's not possible. So, remember the little exercise we did at the beginning of this message. There aren't any two people on the earth that agree with each other on absolutely everything. We just aren't built the same. So, let's go back to Amos 3:3. This is from BibleTruths.org. Can two people walk together without agreeing, Yaad, Y-A-A-D, 3259, on the direction? That's the New Living Translation. There are a lot of Hebrew words that could have been used here for agreeing, you know, either to consent or to agree together or to agree with. But God inspired Amos to choose the word Yaad, which is 3259, which means to appoint. By this, the prophet signifies that he speaks not of himself, but as God guides and moves him, which is called the agreement between God and his prophets. Yaad, which means agree, I'm giving you the definition now, which means agree, makes an appointment, a time, assemble, ourselves, betroth, or gather ourselves. The primitive root to fix upon by agreement or appointment by implication to meet at a stated time or to summon. That is from Strong's exhaustive coordinates. In fact, it's way longer. That's why they call it exhaustive. So, I can conclude that two people do not have to be in total 100% agreement to walk together as long as they have the same goal, which is the way, in mind. But Mr. Gonzalez, what if the group that I attend with chooses to change a doctrine? Well, that's completely different. So At this time, I'd like to say I am not saying that our fellowship is even remotely not remotely preaching false doctrine. I am saying that I have lived through such an era, as many of you all have, that back in the 90s with our previous affiliation, I really struggled, and it took me longer to leave the false teachings that were being pushed then. Our previous affiliation sought to normalize and have us join the worldly view of Christianity, which was completely ungodly. Those teachings did not follow the way. The word love was overused and whitewashed every law until we didn't have to keep them anymore. I had been too liberal with a let's just get along mentality, and I had to realize that it was time to move on from that. But shouldn't church be a place where we all can hold hands and sing Kumbaya and never ever fight? Well, I don't know that song. But we should all get along. There is a simple reason why that can't ever happen. And the reason is because we are all human beings. We all have problems. We all have our idiosyncrasies. I was surprised that I was able to pronounce that. There will be some contentions over whether we should meet at all, or if we should sit far apart, or if we should even wear a mask or not wear a mask, or if we should even sing during services. But Satan is enjoying this pain and anguish that he has put on his people. And we should know that we don't have to be 100% exactly the same. So what if someone upsets me? I just don't want to deal with any of that right now. Well, that's okay. Stay at home, take a breather, watch the broadcast from home, talk with that person, fast and pray. And if that doesn't work, then talk to the ministry privately. Don't go online and post about your disagreement about what you didn't like. As long as the way is the purpose and goal for all of us, there should be no reason that we can't walk together. So, remember, we're human beings. We all will make mistakes. Don't let that get you down or push you away from fellowshipping. There might be something that you're not aware of that's going on, or why somebody is acting the way they are, so talk to them privately. So, this is a good time for me to tell you what I picked on those slides. I'm going to let you on a little secret. All my choices were A. That's why I labeled them that way. Now remember, if you chose something differently from me, you're just wrong. But we can still walk together as long as we choose to follow the way.